today alongside Oasis. It's Blur's Country House.
It's been described as the British Heavyweight Pop Music Championship. In one corner, four young middle-class men from the south of England, collectively known as Blur, and in the other corner, five young working-class men from Manchester, called Oasis. They're the two most popular bands in Britain, having sold millions of records, and they're currently engaged in a chart war that set the music industry alight.
We are now in the golden era again of British pop music. But these are two groups, Oasis and Blur, who actually formed on the indie circuit, who have grown more and more popular through just playing lots and lots of gigs around the country, and who have now crossed right over to the public at large, and they're duking it out to see who is the biggest. He's got morning glory and life's a different story.
Everything's going Jack and Laurie. There's little love lost between the two groups, who view each other with derision. This could be dismissed as pure hype to boost record sales, but at times the put-downs have been less than friendly.
Basically, we released a single on the same day because it was either that or a punch-up. And we thought there'd be less bloodshed.
We've got to get through this next single release before one of us isn't going to be talking to the other after it.
The last major chart war between two British bands involved the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, but their rivalry was good-natured, even down to staggering the release times of their singles to give the other a chance to be at number one. There's a long way to go before Oasis and Blur acquire musical reputations on a par with Lennon and Jagger, but acquiring next week's number one spot could be a step in the right direction. Clive Myrie, BBC News.